Good day to you on this day 6 of our November Praise and Prayer Challenge. So today we're going to look at a word that we probably don't use very often, but it's actually in the Bible and it's called forbearing. So what in the world does that mean? So it means showing patience and unruffled self-control and restraint under adversity, slow to retaliate or express resentment. Seemly and forbearing, yet strong enough to resist aggression, able to bear patiently in the face of suffering. That's quite a powerful word. So we're thanking God today for His forbearance with us and demonstrating that through His Son. And we're asking God to help His people be forbearing with each other. So let's start with this beautiful passage in Joel 2:13. That says, "So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and He relents from doing harm." Aren't we grateful that He relents from doing harm? All right, so Father God, we thank You today for Your forbearance with us that You demonstrated through Your Son restraint and did not retaliate, even though You had the power and to this day still have the power to retaliate on the spot. But You wait. You do things in Your own time, and vengeance is Yours, O God. We thank You, Father, that You have been patient with us when we're trying to follow and learn Your ways. You express long suffering over us when we sin over and over and over again, and yet You help us get back up over and over again, knowing the struggles that we face and the temptations that come our way and the warfare that we experience daily. We thank You for modeling true love that suffers long and never gives up. We pray for people who know You, including ourselves, to put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. Help us to restrain from retaliation, to bear one another up, not fight back, not get upset over such petty things, and instead forgive one another and move on. Help us to demonstrate Your love to others as You have loved us. Help us to be patient and never give up on each other. We intercede for the soul of the person who's on our heart and mind today. We pray they would hear the words of the hymn as if they were coming directly from Your mouth, O Lord. Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for You and for me. Patiently, Jesus is waiting and watching, watching for You and for me. Come home, come home. You who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, put their name there. Come home. Oh, we thank You, Father, for You being forbearing, for helping us learn to bear with one another, and most importantly, that You are waiting and calling patiently for that one that we've been waiting and patiently praying for to come home. We pray today that You will check out the songs, the scriptures, take some time to pray for that person, maybe even share the words of that song or send them that song softly and tenderly. Even though it's an oldie, it's very powerful and very poignant for what we're praying for, that they would come home. What a beautiful words that they would come home. We thank You for joining with us today. We pray that You would share this with others. Tomorrow's going to be special, so look out to see what we'll be praying for. It's the International Day to pray for those who are being persecuted, and boy, is that a big issue right now. So we've got some links to some other places that are praying for that as well. Have a blessed day. We'll see you soon.